Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Also, GoPSURV.com, best single-game RV value in Happy Valley. Check them out, GoPSURV.com. We got Tyler Donahue on the line from Alliance 247 talking about Penn State, Ohio State. We'll circle back to Illinois. Tyler, just coming off a weekend where he officiated a wedding. And Tyler, do you want to advertise your services to anyone?
I may be a one-and-done deal there, but it was successful. They are legally wed, so I did my job and heading back to town as we speak for a massive game week in Happy Valley.
Oh, a win's a win for you. Are you going to review the film from your performance or no?
yeah, I got to look at the tape.
Okay, well, you mentioned, obviously it doesn't take any mentioning, but Ohio State week. I think Ohio State, you know, and you can kind of correct me if I'm wrong from your vantage point, you're looking at all of Penn State's first four games and figuring out what that means for Ohio State. And now it's here. What's your feeling whether Penn State can measure up, what they got to do to hang in this game?
Well, I think at this point, you've got to give the benefit of the doubt to Trace McSorley, this entire offensive attack under Ricky Ronnie, that they're going to put this team in position to get a W if the defense can do its job. Late and in crucial junctures against an Ohio State offense that's going to be the best they'll face this year. I mean, they scored 38 points last year on the road. Wasn't enough to win. They may need to go 50 for a fourth straight game. We'll find out a lot about where this defense is, but there have been some shaky moments. They've been kind of a team that has slashed some great halves, and then they've allowed 200 rushing yards and a half and almost did that again against Illinois last week, and let's face it, Ohio State just has a different level of athletes than anyone they've encountered here in 2018. So, I think we've learned a lot about the offense. I think that they, if anything, have stepped up their ability to produce explosive plays, even without Saquon Barkley in the mix. That says a lot. But I still think, you know, we do lack clarity at some key spots, and one of them happens to be linebacker, and that's kind of what we've all circled for this Ohio State game is how much can you get things buttoned up on defense? Well, I think we'll find out pretty fast on Saturday night.
It's interesting, the offensive identity of this team, of this program. I think it's a work in progress every year, and I think it's a testament to James Franklin going from Joe Moorhead now to Ricky Ronnie, where in 2016, it was that big play attack. In 2017, they did it a little bit differently. There weren't a lot of balls. There wasn't a lot of success down the field, but they still scored more points. And now this year, it feels run-centric, or at least we're transitioning to a run-centric attack. Do you feel like we're starting to see that unfold, where the real strength of this team, and maybe it's because of a offensive line push, that they're starting to really become a run-oriented team?
Yeah, I think the cohesiveness on the offensive front, you know, bringing back four starters and really several other guys that have had a game experience. So far, they're healthy through four games. That's been huge. These guys have all gotten a heavy dose of reps up front. And Miles Sanders has answered a lot of questions. He's clearly gained confidence. He's a guy who, you know, put Penn State on that fast track towards a victory against Illinois with that 48-yard touchdown run when they were down by three. And I think that's pretty easy to forget where that game was early in the third quarter when you look at the final score. But, I think that's fair. It's fair to say that this offense is probably at its best and flourishing most when they can lean on the run and then allow that to set things up for matchups downfield, whether it's KJ Hamler in space, Juwan Johnson finding somewhat of a groove against Illinois and becoming a factor as we've expected him to be this year. I think, you know, when you look at it and they're able to maybe go a little run heavy early in a game, that's going to set up for a lot of things. I think this team has proven they are very good under James Franklin, coming out for second halves and adjusting. They've shown that time and time again here. I think the last couple, 3 years, I guess you could say, during their successful run, it's been a lot about big third quarters and finishing strong. But I think if they can start by establishing that run game, as they were able to do against Illinois, I think that's just huge. And to see other guys becoming a factor in that, aside from McSorley and Sanders, you know, Ricky Slade, I think, you know, he's erased a lot of any lack of confidence that he was dealing with his performance on Friday night.
What do you think about the slow starts? I mean, you look at on the road at Pitt, Saturday night game with some weather issues. You look at the Friday night game at Illinois, I think you could say, you know, with the wind and all that stuff and the weird nature of it, 9 p.m. Eastern time, 8 p.m. local time. They are on the road. Are you looking at these 30 minutes of just getting beat up on the ground? That's what happened in both games as personnel or coaching or preparedness or being on the road, or what are all the factors that you're seeing that to explain that away? And I ask, I guess, the road thing, because now they're back home. They got the crowd on their side this weekend, and I think they're going to need every little bit of that against Ohio State.
Yeah, I think, you know, it is interesting because, you know, that half at Pitt, the first half, it was a big red flag for the defense, and then you see Illinois go up, put 170 rushing yards on the ground, and they've got a first-year starting quarterback, and they don't turn the ball over once in that first half. And both times it seems Franklin indicated that they just weren't doing, weren't performing on the field the way that they had prepared in practice, and they knew the keys to stopping Illinois, and they knew the keys to stopping Pitt, but they weren't using and implementing their plan, and until they did, they had issues. And once they started doing that, then they clamped down. And I think that certainly probably ties into the fact that there is just a lot of inexperience on the field, and you've got a lot of guys who now they've got four games under their belt, and that's a great thing. But this Ohio State matchup presents just a major test, and these guys have been on the field, some of them, in major games, whether it was last year against Michigan or against Ohio State, but really beyond Koa Farmer and Sharif Miller, Kevin Givens at times, a lot of these guys just haven't been asked to take on big roles in those moments. They played supplemental roles. They've come on the field, in moments, but they haven't been asked to do it from point A to point B and play a consistent, complete game. So I think, that's definitely the biggest thing. They can't afford to play half of a really good game and half of a lackadaisical or half of a game where they're scrambling around against Ohio State. They don't have that room for error against a team like the Buckeyes. So I think that's going to be key. I think we're going to be able to tell pretty early, how they're handling, Ohio State's attempts to gash them on the perimeter. Dwayne Haskins has the ability to really put the ball anywhere he needs to. So, they gave up 14, 21 points or really had trouble getting off the field in that first quarter. I don't know if they'll necessarily be able to snap out of it in the second half against a team like Ohio State. There's just too much of a depth of talent. And the personnel and the coaching is all there in a way that they haven't faced this year. So it's just something that they cannot afford to do this Saturday.
We're talking Tyler Donahue from Lions 247 here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by Shotzi's Jumbo Brats. Whether you're tailgating at a game or having a cookout at home, Shotzi's Jumbo Brats belong on your grill. Supersized to meet the hungriest tailgater's needs. Shotzi's Jumbo Brats and football. It doesn't get any better than that. Check them out at ShotzisBrats.com or every Penn State home weekend at the GoPSURV.com lot. I think it's an interesting thing you said about some of these guys haven't been in big games, haven't played big roles in big games. I'm curious from your vantage point, some of these younger guys who have shown a lot of promising stuff through 4 weeks, who are you most eager to see step up and play a team like this, some competition like this? You got your KJ Hamlers, your Miles Sanders, your Micah Parsons, a lot of other new faces. Who are you curious to see what they've got on the bigger stage?
Yeah, I think Ricky Slade is a guy who, he could be an X factor here. If they're able to get him the ball with a little bit of wiggle room, he's somebody who could turn what would normally be a small gain into a major pickup that can turn the momentum. I think he's somebody in this situation, judging off of his personality, getting to know him the past year or so, and just seeing how he's rose to the occasion and key moments throughout his prep career. And I think he could be primed for that kind of a coming out party in a big stage like this. I think KJ Hamler already has had that. But defensively, I think we saw a lot of Jonathan Sutherland against Illinois. He's somebody that always seems to flash when he gets on the football field, the same way when he was on the camp circuit as a prospect. It's not just the cool hair, but he's out there making really impressive plays, flying around. So I think he could be someone to watch here as a redshirt freshman. If he continues to get that volume of snaps, he was almost on par, I believe, with Garrett Taylor against Illinois in terms of snaps at safety. So he's somebody I'm gonna be watching pretty closely here, because they're gonna need really solid safety play. Otherwise, they're at risk of getting burned by Dwayne Haskins and a nice group of receivers.
Yeah, that's an interesting component in this game, is Penn State's ability to stop the run and their ability to stop the run without putting extra bodies in the box. Because I think you do that, you start bringing safeties down, it's a recipe for trouble against a quarterback in Dwayne Haskins who can beat you all over a field, especially in the deep game.
Yeah, there's nothing one-dimensional about Ohio State, just like there isn't anything one-dimensional about the true title contenders all across the country. And Alabama, for instance, they'll beat you, they'll pound you on the ground, but now they've got a quarterback they love in Tua Tagovailoa, and he's threading the needle and putting up big numbers. And we saw Dwayne Haskins against Tulane. Urban Meyer's return to the sideline, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. You know, this is going to be a big test for him as a starter, the toughest situation he's ever encountered, you know, as a starting quarterback. Going to Beaver Stadium. So, you know, it's also a big test for him. I think we can't go too far down the road of saying that Dwayne Haskins is a completely proven commodity, but he certainly has shown signs that he is ready to be a big-time star.
So for Penn State, here's one thing that there's a couple of things offensively. Number one is just putting it all together in the passing game. You've seen some of these guys start to come around. We got about a minute here, but the offensive line, whether they can get a push or not. I'm also curious to see KJ Hamler, his game speed being put to the test against, you know, maybe one of the they're always one of the most athletic secondaries in the country.
Yeah, and I think he's huge. I mean, he's going to need to make big time plays in a big time setting. He's somebody that seems ready for this moment in his career, because I think if he can do damage, then they're going to have to really probably allot a little bit more than they'd like to as far as defensive coverage, and that could open stuff up for a guy like DeAndre Tompkins, whether it's deep. Or, you know, a little bit more of the short game with Juwan Johnson. It can't just be one or two receivers having a good game. They need 3, 4, maybe 5 of these pass targets to step up and be, you know, explosive and be reliable outlets for Trace McSorley.
Have you come up with a pick yet?
I have not. A lot of points, that's for sure. I'm leaning towards a game that is in the balance in the final few minutes. And for me, it just if the ball ends up with Trace McSorley's hand with a chance to win this game at home at Beaver Stadium, can any of us really pick against the kid at this point? Maybe that gives you an indication of where I'm heading, but I do think this is a game where both teams are into the high 30s at least, just like last year. Wouldn't surprise at all if both teams get over 40 points.
There you go. Tyler Donahue from Lions247. Check him out later in the week. Hold him to it. Lions247.com for his prediction. Penn State, Ohio State. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you.
We're moving on. Doug Lemmeries from Cleveland.com will give us the other side of the football for the Buckeyes coming up after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.